Well, hello there, lovely darlings. It's a pleasure to have you with me again. But what's even more fun is what we're going to do together today. A little exploration of an initiation rite from place beyond the veil in the dreamscape. So, assuming you've done everything you're supposed to before we get started, making sure you have a nice, quiet, uninterrupted space to listen, a comfortable place to sit or lie, and of course, a desire to engage with everything inside this file, then we're ready to get started. And all you need to do for me is listen, follow along, and before you know it, I'll have you transported somewhere delightful and sensual. Listen and let go. Focus in on my voice. Forget about all the things outside this time and space. Simple enough goals to achieve. Because all I have to do now that we've got you here, got your attention, is unwind you. Take your mind, unspool it like a clock being wound down, and get you focused in on the story I'm telling. Turn you into the proverbial passenger. It's not like you need to be anything else right now. Not like you should be anything else right now. Just following along. It's a simple enough thing to do, isn't it? To enjoy and indulge in that song and dance that we've done before. Because right now, this time is time that I get to spend with your mind. And so, it's an indulgence for both of us, really. One where I get to take the story into my hands for a bit. To pull your thoughts into another space, to sculpt and create a dreamscape with which to show you something fun. That's right. Simple enough, isn't it, to let go and be pulled, to feel that strand of the story pulling on the reality in which you dwell, to let your own thoughts stray, your focus fall apart and fray, to let your mind go, and to no longer be in control for a little bit. Of course, knowing that if anything does come up, if anything should arise, that you'll be able to pull yourself out, be it your own comfort or an external source. But if that isn't the case, well, the most important thing you can do is listen and follow and be swallowed up by the story. Be lost in it, swim in it, bathe in it, dip yourself in, immersed in that wonderful place in time and space. It feels good to let go. You don't need to tell your mind where to go, other than to listen. Thoughts that stray in, ideas that come along, concepts that work their way into one's mind can all loop back and bind together into the story. Distractions aren't a problem, because they simply loop back in eventually. Your own thoughts, however few or however many, will come back to where they're supposed to be. There is no failure state, only listening. And I know you want that. So you'll have that own forgiveness, that own focus to come back each and every time as I pull and guide until that thread, that strand, that wonderful ribbon of story pulls you along. Feels good, doesn't it? Plus my voice, oh, it has a way of wrapping those strands together in such a wonderful way, doesn't it? Pulling each thought in, like I'm gathering up the threads of a loom to make fabric, the fabric of reality. The fabric of the dream. Each word stated, another strand pulled. Each strand pulled, another idea lost. Each idea lost, another gained, a new story made. Your mind and my mind forming together that fabric of dreams. That reality made up of such simple things as words spoken by me. Words spoken by you. Thoughts had together. Ideas shared right now and nowhere else. Good. All you had to do was plummet and fall, didn't you? All you had to do was become part of that story, be woven into the tapestry in such wonderful detail. It feels good to relax into that, doesn't it? To let go of intention and thought, to just be guided along, to not need to do anything else to contribute to this song, other than listen, listen to what I have to say. And as one does lose touch, as one does get caught up in the words, the dreamscape has a way of materializing around one. A place of shifting nebulous possibility manifesting itself as simply ideas. Something that can't be quantified down to an easy description. It could be a cloudscape. It could be an endless library. It could be a beach. It could be the stage of a movie set. So many things. It could be portals, endless ad infinitum out in front of you. It could simply be the void of white space into which the story will be birthed. It doesn't matter. It's conceptual. It's entirely intangible. Something that can't be grabbed until I do pull the story through. Find yourself kneeling in the center of a grand chamber, arching ceilings above. Beautiful carved stoneworks and marble. Old hardwood floors carefully and lovingly polished. A latex uniform laid out before you. The outfit, clearly inspired by that of a nun, though like none other you've ever seen. And also one of the sisters from the order that you are joining. To become an acolyte, and this is the final ritual. You've read in detail. You know what to expect. The gift of the goddess will be today's main event. Sure, you might have been nervous about the idea at first, but it had always intrigued you. The ceremony. The power that would be channeled from one sister into you. The power that would take you in hand and make you one of them, like nothing else you'd ever witnessed before. Your sister stands up from kneeling, having spent the last few minutes meditating. Well, Prospect, I'm glad to see that you are ready to begin. I know that this might be a little intimidating for someone, especially as it is your first time with the goddess. But once we have you properly dressed and embraced by your vestments, I'm sure that you will be able to face her gift and to give yourself fully in return. I know that for myself this is a first as well, for in my own movement from acolyte to full sister, I must accept the gift of the goddess into myself to give you. For with her touch, with her power, I will be able to give all the more. So together we share in this newness, this delightful ceremony. But for now, let us focus together on the more crucial details of getting you dressed. It's easy enough since you're naked. Not difficult at all, really. The uniform starts simple enough. White latex pantyhose sliding slickly up your legs, over your feet. Unnaturally slick, as if they were permanently lubricated. And yet, without lubricant at all. The blessings of the goddess have a way of making things work even better than they do outside of her church. And so you find yourself pulling them up as they slickly embrace your legs, snugly gripping from your toes to your calves to your thighs, up and holding around your groin. Again, adding now a leotard of black, slick latex to go underneath the outer robes. It grips tightly as you pull it up and up around you, finding it snugly around your body, shaping and squeezing, somehow accentuating everything that is and, well, hiding everything that you wouldn't want seen. It amazes you how something so simple can be so utterly transformative, even as it zips closed up to the back of your neck. Then the gloves, made of the same pearlescent white latex, encasing your hands, sliding up, up, up your arms, your fingers each encased in their own tight embrace. feeling the snug hold of the goddess's vestments upon you has already begun to affect you, feeling like you're being held, hugged, caressed by each touch from your sister as she helps you with dressing. And then comes the robes, and they are heavier than you expected, made from thick, supple, shiny black rubber, sliding down over your body, and the wimple as well, embracing your head like a tight latex hood, leaving only the front of your face exposed as the veil on top them falls back over your shoulders. You're surprised at how free you feel under the garment, yet weighed down by the external layers of the robes. It's an interesting feeling of being exposed, vulnerable, and yet protected all at once. And it feels electrifyingly good, especially with your sister looking down upon you. She's slightly taller, but beautiful and intimidating in her demeanor. Good. Now, my dear, I think it's time we get started on the next bit of the ritual. I must let the goddess in, and with your help, I will be able to bring you all the way into our sisterhood. And with that, she leans down, pulls you into a tight embrace, eyes locking to yours, and gently kisses you on the lips. It still took you by surprise, even though you knew it was a necessary step. It still electrified your mind, even as her hands gently slide down over your robed figure, even as her fingers stroke down your arms, slide down the slick surface of the robes. Your thoughts feel like they've been shocked, even as you see the faint wisps of energy begin to coalesce around her eyes and lips, the white and electric blue mixing together into a fog. A coalesced flame, a soft distortion of the light. You can feel the power welling and growing around her. As she holds you, as she guides you, her soft, tender caresses sliding down further and further, fingers questing through the front of the robe, finding the more tender parts of you, gripping and squeezing, even as the white electricity, the fog rolls around her, seeming to flow from her like a sensor, each part of her beginning to slowly take on that glow, her exposed skin becoming almost lit like it was in the golden hour of a sunset, and yet her eyes slowly opaquing to milky white until there is nothing inside except for a gentle, domineering smile. She pulls back, and you feel something pressing against you. Looking down, well, she's gained something new, an appendage made of the same foggy, white, milky energy. A cock, a delightful girl cock, thicker than any you'd ever seen before, one that brushes out impossibly through the leotard of her outfit, glowing slightly, pulsing, as she gently reaches a hand up to your shoulder and presses you down, embracing you and pulling your face against her stomach. You slide down, 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 feeling that phallic shape come closer until it brushes against your cheek. You know what to expect, and yet it's so cool to the touch at first, even as it begins to build warmth. Rubbing your cheek against it, nuzzling against it, hardly remembering what you're supposed to do until that firm hand grabs again, pulling you gently back and guiding you to kiss the tip, to tease it, to lick at it with your tongue, to feel those electric pulses of energy flow into you from every touch of it, making you heady, your thoughts drifting and swimming through the milky bliss of something more powerful than yourself. Even now, as you kneel before your sister, even now, as she looks down upon you, eyes glowing, face almost unbearable to look at, You can't help but become fascinated with the intense pleasure flowing from every touch you have with her cock. Finding yourself licking, kissing, lapping, beginning to worship the shaft as you were told you would. Finding yourself getting lost in the hypnotic dance of, well, pleasing the goddess. Every motion becoming telegraphed in perfect synchrony with something outside of yourself. Almost as if you too were becoming possessed by the rites of passage, as if this pleasuring was all that you could be. You don't need to think. You can just sink into the pleasure. Let each motion, each bobbing of the head, each lapping of the tongue, sliding on and off, licking, finding ways to pleasure, becoming one's own pleasure, even as the electric bliss flows down through your mouth and into your very essence. You can taste something there, something completely undefinable, something that can't quite be named. It tastes of power, it tastes of pleasure, of the cool mountain air of this beautiful church, of the wonderful bliss of the subservience of something more powerful than yourself. Almost tasting of the smell of cherry blossoms in spring, and yet so delicious, so utterly mind-breakingly good. To think that worship could be something so pleasurable, to think that letting go could do such a delightful thing to you. And all you need do is let go to that pleasure. Let yourself go deeper each time, feeling that cock pushing further into you. Somehow further still, as though the very gag reflex you feared might interfere with the ritual was becoming less and less apparent, less and less real, until you're finding yourself hilting her cock deep inside of you, with your mouth practically touching her groin. That's when she begins to move her hips, her hand wrapping the back of your neck, beginning to gently guide you deeper still, until eventually your nose presses into the soft rubber covering her stomach and lower abdomen. Each movement pulling you closer, each hand gripping and grabbing, guiding and using, until now you feel more the toy of something beyond you, something greater. Not even the sister in front of you using you, but that of the goddess. For she radiates through, and you are nothing more than a vessel for that pleasure to be delivered for both of you, as the pair of you find yourselves moaning out in delighted ecstasy. It's as though you had gained a new sexual organ, your tongue, your mouth becoming like one, feeling each careful movement, each dedicated thrust and slam, as though it were another pulsing wave of pleasure building in your mind and in your thoughts, climbing higher and higher, as though you were building towards a summit, towards something greater. Pulses electrifying down through your body, your limbs feeling like they're going to go limp at any moment, every motion breaking you further and further, every movement making electric arcs crackle down through your latex-coated body, every instance wrapping around you, feeling the robes grow snugger, feeling them grow tighter, as though they were becoming a part of you, as though the worship that you had given was being given back to your body, feeling yourself becoming enhanced as something flows into you, something pulling, guiding, grabbing, controlling, as you lose yourself to being fucked and used, becoming nothing more than a vessel for the goddess's love. There is nothing beyond this power. There is nothing but the bliss of being this rubber thing, this delightful toy, this wonderful deific, thrustable fuckhole. And it is the most pleasurable one could experience while worshipping this goddess. Oh, you realize what it means to give yourself up, to give your thoughts up, to become something more than what you were before, to be fucked endlessly toy. to be used endlessly by the goddess, to be an instrument of her power. You can feel that power shaping you, changing you, enhancing you. As your body shifts, you can feel all those parts that you had feared wouldn't live up to the other parts of the sisterhood changing and shifting. You were worried they wouldn't accept you because you weren't like them. You weren't built the same way. And yet here you are now gaining every feature through accepting the gift of the goddess. That pleasure electrifying with each and every thrust. That change coursing through your body, feeling yourself gaining so much pleasure that it's overwhelming, so much pleasure that it's going to crack and break you apart like an egg smashing, like bucket flipping and pouring down all that is and isn't and cannot be held within you anymore. Overflowing pleasure coursing through you, breaking like waves on the ocean's shores, electrifying until there is nothing but the whiteout bliss. Suddenly she comes down your throat, thrusting your head against her groin, gripping you tightly. You can feel electric arcs like someone had struck you through with pleasure. Too much for your sweet mind as it just melts away, and there is only the love of the goddess. Feeling your vestments finally as they should be, glowing practically around you, feeling that milky whiteness flowing into you, that delightful pleasure to come. Feeling the goddess's love warm you from the inside, feeling your body having shifted so much in such a short time, feeling your mind submitting to her love, submitting to her will. Its power wrapped around and coiled into your thoughts, your very mind and brain itself, soaked in the soporific pleasures that she gives. Looking up, you can see the milky whiteness in the eyes of your sister slowly begin to fade, as eventually she falls against you, kneeling down beside you. The cock that grew from between her legs gone as the ghostly light fades. She holds you against her, your head against her bosom, supported by her bountiful breasts. Your mind drifting, thoughtless, as she holds you, comforting, gentle, and tender. Welcome, sister. It is a pleasure to have you in our order. You will serve the goddess with all the power that she has given you well. You drift until eventually she settles you down, your face laid upon her lap, hands stroking across your latex-coated cheek, onto your soft, tender, exposed flesh, fingers gently brushing down the side of your head and neck. Mind drifting, changed, different, subservient, and yet empowered. The electric current still flowing around, igniting nerve endings, the tight latex of your habit, making you feel, oh so wonderfully, owned, and yet so beautiful, so empowered. Good, she says, looking at the way your face smiles softly even as your mind drifts. You've taken to her well, my dear. And so you lay, mind emptied out, thoughts drifting about. Let yourself fade into blankness. Let your mind become nothing more than the soft, gentle thrumming of the pleasure left there. Drifting away from the space and the time, from the place in your mind, to be in the dreamscape once more, to let all the power and control that flowed through you become an experience, a memory, something that can stay here or be indulged in again at another point in time, knowing that we can always return or leave when we wish to, that you are you and that this story is done for now. Good, that's exactly it. Drift bit by bit until the dreamscape is all that surrounds you. Until the world is, once more, beginning to just tickle at the edges of reality. One drift from that dreamscape. Two, more and more. Three, bit by bit. Four, over that threshold, feel your body become aware of the space you are in. 5, halfway back, 6, and 7, and 8, and 9, 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed. Thank you so very much for listening. Please take a moment to ground yourself, look around, feel the texture of the objects around you, maybe of the clothes you might be wearing. Breathe deeply and prepare yourself to continue with your day. Thank you again.